Music right there from Starving in the Belly of the Whale. That was their rendition of Joanna Newsom's The Book of Right On. I am Juliette Fromholt, joined here in the studio by one of the founders of Airship Passepartout. That's Dayton Steampunk Group. And we've got Sir Ernest Octave Shujinsky. Did I say it right?
Shujinsky.
Yes.
Yes. Good job. Now you got to spell it.
Oh, man. I don't do well with pop quizzes.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the studio. You guys have the second of your Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret series happening this weekend at the Old Yellow Cab building in downtown Dayton. But before we get to that, for those who are unfamiliar, tell me a little bit, what is steampunk and how did Airship Passepartout get started?
Okay. Steampunk has like a lot of different beginnings. Some people just say it's Victorian science fiction. Basically, it started out as a literary movement back in the 1980s and kind of progressed into all types of areas of life like fashion and music and just all types of culture. But it's kind of starting in the Victorian era, like 1870s, and going along the Divergent timeline and kind of, you know, progressing from there, taking all the good stuff about the Victorian era, like some of the clothing and the style and the manners, getting rid of all the ugly stuff like, you know, racism, sexism, classism, and that, and just kind of doing our own modeling of what we think the world could be or should be. And every group kind of does it differently. The way we started Airship Passepartout, I found out about this band called Abney Park that I got into review for my zine years ago, really loved them. My wife and I went up to Michigan to go see him play live. It was at a steampunk convention. We thought it was great. So we headed back to Dayton, wanted to find a group. There wasn't one. So we kind of started one.
That's awesome.
And then we just kind of met people all over the place. So it's been great.
And steampunk is becoming, you know, it's been kind of a big thing in other cities for many years. Cincinnati has had a really well-established group for a while now. And now Airship Passepartout has been growing and doing more events. And you did Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret. Was it earlier this year for the first time?
Yeah, it was in May. We did the first one because we've done smaller type events, or when Urban Nights happens, we do like a stroll through there and it just kind of, you know, makes people notice us and people want to take pictures and that. But we haven't really done any type of show other than put on a couple small things at Yellow Cab. Like if Ford Theater or some other band we know wants to play in town, we try to help them out.
Nice, nice. So. Now, Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret is Saturday night. It's at the Yellow Cab building in downtown Dayton. And it is truly a cabaret-style show. There's a lot of variety of entertainment. What are some of the things that people are going to be able to see and hear and do and partake of?
Well, there's quite a few different things. There's going to be three different bands there. There's going to be a local band called the Skeletones, who are a real cool shockabilly band. And then there's going to be Vortech, who's a electro swing DJ out of Chicago, who's really fun. And then Ford Theater Reunion, of course, which is kind of circus punk cabaret, whatever you want to call them. Probably one of the best bands in the country right now.
Absolutely.
But other than that, there's going to be Leo de Lisque, which is a belly dance troupe out of Cleveland. They kind of do a international steampunk style belly dance. There's going to be two different fire dancers, Sky Amos, who's here from Yellow Springs, and Deshane Starfox from Cincinnati. And then coming along with Vortech is a friend of his named Lacey Neal, who won Miss Steampunk in, 2012? And she also does burlesque. So since she's traveling along with them, we convinced her to also do burlesque for us. And gosh, we've got DJ Viral, who's coming down from Columbus, who spins a lot of really cool, like, goth electro swing and everything. And then we're going to have a food truck. Hunger Pains, and then there's going to be 10 different vendors selling pretty much anything you can think of. People with like wands, like Harry Potter wands almost,
nice,
to all types of clothing, to like weird occult type of stuff, to jewelry, to I don't know, just about everything.
So it's going to truly be just kind of an all-out sensory explosion, if you will.
Yes, it'll be excellent. So the first one was great. This one, I'm thinking it's going to be even better. And as we keep doing them, you know, hopefully they'll just keep growing and getting better.
When you guys did the first one, was the idea to make it an ongoing event? Because I know you've got, you're starting to plan another one for November. Was the idea to make it a series, or was it just kind of a one-off, let's see what happens, and it happened well, and so you decided to do another?
It kind of did have a point of having like two or three this year, but it was definitely determined that if the first one really didn't go that well, that we'd probably just kind of put together a second one and then just not really worry about it that much. But since the first one seemed to go pretty well and people really liked it, and especially all the performers really kind of formed a bond. A lot of them didn't know each other, but they all became good friends, which is one of the things that I really liked. And in some ways, I kind of feel I love big parties and I love bands and a lot of other things. So I kind of put together a show for myself and
nothing hope
other
that.
People would show up, and they are, which is great.
Hey, if you don't like it, nobody else is going to. So that's, you got to start somewhere. Now, as far as the music goes, I've had people ask me before when I'm talking about steampunk or describing like Airship Passport 2 and some of the stuff that's happening in Cincinnati. They're like, well, what would you call steampunk music? And there are definitely some bands that kind of like Abney Park and Steam Powered Giraffe that are definitely like they call themselves, you know, steampunk. But the bill you've got for Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret is a variety of things. How do you sort of determine, you know, which performers are going to sort of fit the aesthetic of the show?
That's something I have given some thought on. I've actually spoken at a few cons doing a steampunk music 101 before. And I feel because steampunk isn't really any type of genre. So I think different bands have different portions of it. Some they do, you know, their subject material is kind of steampunk oriented. Some of them their dress, some of them their attitude. Some of them have just been adopted by the steampunk community. Like Ford Theater Reunion, they weren't necessarily steampunk in any type of aspect, but a lot of steampunks fell in love with them and adopted them. And it's more about this the style and the feeling. And just as long as people who call themselves steampunk and really like them, they can kind of just call it steampunk. I don't know. It's
it
a real loose tag.
Well, and I've seen sort of a lot of people who maybe kind of came up in the goth industrial scene like in the 90s, you know, late 80s and early 90s have sort of found steampunk as they've gotten older as this other thing that they can identify with and do and get into. And a lot of that music sort of stylistically translates over, not exactly, but there are definitely some similarities there.
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed anybody like who's probably like mid-30s and older in the steampunk community a lot of them used to be goths and punks from the 90s. And it just kind of like translates across that. And it does remind me of the scene from back then, but it seems even more open, more accepting, and just, I don't know, a lot more fun.
We are talking about Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret 2, the second. It is this Saturday night. It's at the Yellow Cab building in downtown Dayton. We've got links up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and check out all of the offerings. It's going to be a great night. Moving forward from this event, what sorts of other things is Airship Passport 2 doing throughout the year, you know, in addition to this event and the one you've got coming up later in the year?
Gosh, if I can remember all the way. We've got – I know we have for Urban Nights, we're going to do another steampunk stroll. We usually meet like at the Barrel House and walk through the Oregon District and that, which is always kind of a fun time stopping around. We're planning on – we usually do caravans to any of the Cincinnati events that they have. We meet up and just kind of drive down there. They're doing a Time Traveler's Ball coming up in a couple of months that is going to have Paul McGann, the Eighth Doctor, at it.
Nice.
We're also going to be doing we don't have all of them scheduled yet, but we're going to do a Victorian Games and then also a steampunk mixology class.
Oh, that's fun.
Which our mixologist Calamity Dawn puts on once or twice a year, which is always great. She's a master bartender and she teaches you how to make like really great cocktails.
That sounds like just a fun night.
Yeah, they're always a good time. So,
how do people get involved with the group if they want to join? You know, I know sometimes with, you know, groups like this, and I've heard this from like the cosplay community too. It's like, how do you even get started? So if somebody were listening and said, oh, this sounds really fun, this sounds like something I might be into, what's the best way for them to get started, you know, participating?
The easiest way is if they go to our Facebook page, which is Airship Passport 2, or our website, airshippassport2.com. I try to put like all our latest events up there. And if you have any questions, you can just like ask or private message me. If you private message the airship, you're going to get me for the most part. And we are really welcoming. I mean, the first time I ever did a steampunk thing, I dressed in black dress pants and a white button-down shirt and a vest. And that's how some people start. Some people just come in blue jeans and a t-shirt. It's really more about the attitude and, you know, wanting to have fun and join the group. You can kind of tell us what you're interested in, and we can try to, you know, tell you what events are coming up and what seems, you know, whatever you feel most comfortable with.
Nice. So open community, come as you are.
Yeah.
See what's to be seen and see what you gravitate towards.
Definitely.
And I think the first thing people ought to do is come out Saturday night, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that would be a great time. Because we did it last time. We had a bunch of people dressed up in steampunk gear, and we had some people dressed as pirates. Few people kind of Doctor Who-ish because we had a TARDIS there. And then a lot of people just in regular street clothes or whatever they felt like wearing.
Nice.
So it's going to be kind of a, you know, mishmash of everything.
I like it. That sounds like a fun evening.
Oh, yeah.
We are talking about Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret 2. All the info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. If you go there, you can also connect with Airship Passepart 2, see how you can get involved with them. They've got some future events coming up. And, of course, look for them strolling around out at Urban Nights in September. Always a good group out there to be seen and to hang out with. And shall we take a listen to some Fourth Theater reunion?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right, let's take a listen to one of the musical acts that you can check out on Saturday night at Ye Olde Yellow Cabaret 2 at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. Here is Fourth Theater Reunion doing their version of Soul of a Man.
Won't somebody tell me, answer if you can, won't somebody tell me just what is the soul of a man?
Can't find nobody to tell me a man.
Ford Theater Union, you can catch them this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab Building in downtown Dayton. It's Ye Old Yellow Cabaret. It's an event being put on by the members of Airship Passepartout. That is Dayton's steampunk group. We've got Sir Ernest. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the whole thing again. In the studio. I got it once. I think I'm lucky in that.
That works.
And we were talking during the break, if people are listening right now and they know they want to go, they can get advance tickets, right?
Yes, you can get advance tickets for, well, it's $10, but there's a $1.50 fee on it. So for $11.50, you can get tickets right now. Day of the show, they're like $15 in person, or we can do it, you know, on credit card. I think it's like a dollar fee or something. But cool. Yeah, you can save money if you get them in advance.
Hey, there you go. We've got the link up to tickets on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Event details there as well, and a link to connect with Airship Passepartout if you're interested in steampunk in the Miami Valley and getting involved in the steampunk community. They've got a lot of stuff coming up later this year. They'll be out at Irvin Nights and doing all sorts of other things yet to be determined. But we're really looking forward to Saturday night. And Sir Ernest, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and check this event out, check out the party?
Just be ready to have fun. We hope to see you.
I think that is a perfect plan. And thank you so much for coming in. I'm really glad we were able to do this.
Thanks for having me on, Juliet. This has been great.
My pleasure. Check it out. It's Ye Old Yellow Cabaret 2. It's happening Saturday night at the Yellow Cab Building. All sorts of music, dancing, vendors, food trucks, drinks, all kinds of fun stuff. Advance tickets are available. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to check in with the members of Deuterus and Dipspit coming up next hour. For now, here's some music from Karen O.